The WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois, November 24th. Tickets are $25, include lunch and parking. Details and tickets are at 800-898-1065 or willag.org. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Farm Credit Illinois and First Farm Credit Services, Bates Commodities, and AgriGold.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. More than 170 governments pledged today to do more to prevent malnutrition around the globe, adopting voluntary guidelines to promote healthy diets and reduce levels of obesity. Currently, some 2 billion people, one-third of the world's population, suffer from nutritional deficiencies. Such deficiencies caused 45% of all child deaths in 2013. Governments pledged to invest more in nutritional programs, encourage breastfeeding, and develop farm policies that promote sustainable, safe, and nutritious diets. APK Inform says Ukraine will likely export as much as 10.35 million tons of wheat in the 14-15 crop year, equivalent to nearly 30% of the total crop. That compares with 9.7 million tons a year earlier. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 125,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations that during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,631, down 21 points. The NASDAQ is at 4228, down 9.5. The S&P 500 at 2045 is down 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast for the Midwest is still about as it was yesterday. There is no opportunity for dramatic warmer than normal conditions back in the region anytime real soon, but we will see a warming tendency in the southern parts of the region as well as in the most of the southern United States as we go through the next 2 or 3 days. The warm-up will set the stage for a sharp contrast in air mass temperatures between the warmth that will be present in the southern states and another round of cooler air that will be settling into the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains. Some of the temperatures over the next 2 or 3 days in those northern areas will be in the teens and 20s, while readings in the lower Midwest will be 30s and 40s, and there will be even some warmer conditions in the Delta and the southeastern states where temperatures will likely get up into the 60s and perhaps some 70s eventually. The temperature contrast will help to fuel a low-pressure center that's going to form in the southeast corner of the U.S. plains as we get into Thursday night and Friday, and that low-pressure system will continue to be fueled with a warmer influx of moist air that will likely spread across the colder conditions across the Midwest, setting the stage for a significant rain event that will likely take place as we go from Saturday into Sunday. The precipitation that's going to take place is going to be significant for some areas. We'll look for totals running anywhere from around 0.6 inch to 1.5 inches, with some local totals maybe around 2 or 2.25 inches. Some of this greater rainfall will occur from Arkansas and portions of southeastern Oklahoma across the northern delta into the heart of the Midwest from Illinois into parts of Michigan and easternmost sections of Iowa, and parts of Missouri will be involved with this as well. It will be mostly a rain event. We'll expect the precipitation to move out of the region relatively quickly, but it will still leave behind a bit of a problem with surplus moisture. Late season harvesting of summer crops will be further delayed. They've already been delayed because of some snow that fell in the past week and the very cold temperatures that are around at this point. Once the snow starts to melt, which will occur as we get ahead of this coming storm system, that runoff will combine with the rain and we'll end up with some very wet conditions across quite a few of the unharvested areas in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. That will likely result in some additional delay in the late season harvest. Of course, most of this year's crop is already in the bin, so it's probably not going to have a huge impact. But with that said, there's still a need for farming activity and field work to take place in quite a few areas, and this scenario doesn't fit very well with getting much accomplished. The forecast does improve for next week with less frequent and less significant precipitation occurring across the U.S. Midwest, and the temperatures should be a little bit warmer after a short-term bout of cooling takes place early in the week. The overall scenario will eventually allow for some farming activity to resume, but it will be a slow process because the average daily temperatures will still be cool enough to restrict the amount of drying that will take place. Down in South America, rain fell significantly in Argentina overnight last night. The significant rains were from southern Cordoba into Buenos Aires. The precipitation was sufficient to lift the soil moisture in some areas that had been rather dry recently. The entire precipitation event will lift to the north as we go through the next 2 days, and significant relief will occur in many of Argentina's driest areas. Brazil will also benefit from this same event, with rains increasing this weekend into the early part of next week, and many of the center-south and center-west crop areas that have been struggling for moisture here recently will likely get a sufficient amount of precipitation to bolster soil moisture and improve planting and early season crop development potentials. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 587, down 6.5. March is 589.25, down 7.25. Soft December is 540.75, down 8.25. March, 541.75, down 9.25. December corn, 366.25, down 5.75. March, 379, down 6. July, 395, down 6. January beans, 1005.5, down 17.75. March, 1013.25, down 17.75. July, 1025.25, down 17.25. December soybean meal, 371.30, down 670. December soybean oil, 32.40, down 25 cents. December live cattle, 170, 32.5, down 50. November feeders, 240, 52.5, up 10 cents, now 12.5 cents. December lean hogs, 91.45, and they are down 10 cents. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. On the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
You know, Bill, with nothing really there to make a bullish argument for the markets, we have drifted lower three straight days, and today that it looks like, at least in soybeans, that drifting lower is accelerating.
Yeah, I think realistically, you know, we talked last week about maybe overshooting things to the upside. The meal market was a little bit overextended. And I think that marks the high water mark for the beans for the time being. And most of the other commodities, without individual market news, are probably going to be following along right in sync. And right along with no major headlines to go with, you got to keep in mind that next week is Thanksgiving. And once we get past that, you've got basically 4 weeks of holiday mode where volume typically dries up a little bit. Prices become a little bit more choppy, and it just becomes a little bit more difficult to manage the trade in many respects.
So are you of the opinion then we are still looking at an inside month of October for corn and beans?
Yeah, I would say that's a possibility. More importantly, rather than an inside month, and I think we've touched on this in the past, I look at the weekly charts a lot more aggressively. The weekly charts have set us up for 2 weeks of sideways choppy trade, and one of the old adages is as far as eating crow at Thanksgiving, you get turkey at Christmas, or vice versa. Right this minute, it's really tough to say which of the Thanksgiving feast is going to be. So basically between now and next Thursday, we'll see if the market wants to neutralize itself, and then kind of see if we can pick a pattern going into the Christmas phase. But realistically, I think pipeline seems to be charged for both corn and beans. Basis levels could firm if the farmers are as tight of holders as we think they're going to be, and we'd be cautiously optimistic that maybe we'll have a slight upward bias between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn 366 3/4, down 5 1/4. March 379 1/4, down 5 3/4. And July is 395 1/4, down 5 3/4. January beans 1006 3/4, down 16 1/2. March 1014 1/4, down 16 3/4. And July at 1026 is down 16 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.